The city of Hoonah is feeling pressure from cruise lines and local native village corporation Hoonah Totem to build a multi-million dollar dock at the corporation's popular Icy Strait Point tourist destination. The Hoonah City Council wants the dock located on city land a quarter mile from the facility and so far has refused to give in to the company's demands. The state-funded project can't move forward until the dispute is resolved. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Hoonah Totem Corporation approached the city of Hoonah last year with a proposal to partner on a new dock. It would serve cruise ships during the summer and other vessels, such as barges, state ferries, and Coast Guard boats, year-round. Marlene Duvall is Hoonah's city administrator.
With Hoonah Totem, the city added this project to its capital improvements projects list and designated it a community priority.
The project received $17 million in last year's state capital budget, a large amount for the Chichagof Island Village of 750 residents located about 40 air miles west of Juneau. Two sites were identified in the original request, one at Icy Strait Point, a former fish plant turned tourist stop owned by Hoonah Totem, and another called Outer Point or Cannery Point, just north of the facility. Duvall says the city hired P&D engineers to analyze those locations and a third site on city land about 1,000 feet south of Hoonah Totem's property.
If you were to line up a cruise ship, a 1,000-foot cruise ship at each one of these proposed locations, you know, about astern, they would essentially touch each other.
Last September, the Hoonah Council unanimously chose the third site, known as Shaman Point, citing better access for freight vessels. Craig Millen, Senior Vice President for Royal Caribbean Cruises, wrote the city expressing concerns about the location. Millen said if Shaman Point led to increased costs for Royal Caribbean and its customers, the company would continue the current practice of anchoring ships offshore and tendering passengers to Icy Strait Point. Thanks to a deal with Hoonah Totem, Royal Caribbean and its subsidiary, Celebrity Cruises, account for more than 80% of Hoonah's ports of call. Millen's letter caught the attention of Scott Ruby, director of the State Division of Community and Regional Affairs, the agency responsible for administering Hoonah's $17 million grant.
If the cruise industry says they're not going to use it, the majority of the operation and maintenance money for this would come through landing taxes on the cruise industry. So that indicates a problem.
Ruby says the state also has concerns about the two sites backed by Hoonah Totem and the cruise lines. The engineering analysis showed problems with those locations in terms of dock lifespan and access for other uses.
We're just trying to make sure that whatever gets built is going to be used by the cruise industry and is also available as a multi-use dock.
Last month, two legislators whose districts include Hoonah, Representative Bill Thomas and Senator Albert Kukesh, went to the community to meet with the city council about the project. The meeting quickly turned contentious, as heard in this exchange between Senator Kukesh and Councilman Chris Erickson.
Just sounds to me like we're having a hammer over held over our heads that we either got to do this, or we're not going to have it. And that I disagree with that.
What's the hammer? You think Bill and I are threatening you?
That's my impression, that we're hearing that if we don't go for A or B, that we're not going to have it.
Yes.
Kukesh says he and Thomas did not go to the meeting to pressure the council. He says their only goal was to make sure a dock gets built in Hoonah.
In the meeting, I said, why don't you guys sit down and talk? Why don't the Hoonah Totem sit at this end of the table, the city of Hoonah Council right here, and the cruise ships right there, and you guys decide. I don't care where you build it.
Hoonah Totem CEO Larry Gaffney declined an on-tape interview, but Icy Strait Point director Johan Dibdahl was at the same meeting as Kukesh and Thomas, where he said the Village Corporation was not allowed to comment during the city council's selection process.
So we had no chance to say anything about this report done by P&D.
On February 28th, Community and Regional Affairs Director Ruby notified the city of the state's decision to put the grant on hold. Duvall says Hoonah Mayor Seferino Villarreal responded a day later that the council's decision was made in the best interests of the public.
The city's decision on location hasn't wavered at all. They're still in agreement, and it's unanimous that Shaman Point is the location for the facility.
Ruby has not responded to the mayor's letter. Huna Totem officials did meet last week with the city's Planning and Zoning Commission, which unanimously backed the city council. Duvall says another meeting with the council and the corporation may be scheduled, but she did not know when. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.